Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. We're going to do all the things today, but before we begin, you know I need to remind you this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen. Follow those directions and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Write your name at the top of your paper. You write your name. I'll write my name. And then you can put your pencil down because you know we're going to color first. So, at the top of your page, there is a beautiful picture. It's a wintry scene, and the first thing I saw was the igloo. Did you see it? The igloo. Let's get out like a light blue crayon if you have one. If you don't, use your regular blue and just color kind of lightly. And we're going to color the igloo light blue. Leave the inside door area. Leave that part alone, though. Don't color that. So we'll color the igloo blue. What's that first sound in igloo? It's I. What letter sound makes the I sound? What letter makes that sound is what I should be saying. Yes, the letter I. It's short I. It's the short vowel sound. It says I. And I don't want you to color I. Inside the igloo. I don't want you to color that inside little door area. We can color the rainbow part. It looks like a rainbow. But you see how there's a little opening to the igloo? Let's leave that alone. Boys and girls, that would be inside. We could go in the igloo. In, does that begin with the same letter sound as igloo? Yes, it does. Okay, two more seconds. Two. One. Now let's color the opening to get in the igloo yellow. We'll color the opening to get in the igloo yellow. What's another word that begins with What about iguana? Iguana. Would that be in this picture? Do you think we would find an iguana in this picture? An iguana? No, because this is winter and I believe iguanas want to be in the hot desert sun. That's what I think. All right. So we have Are you ready to find something else? What about something that begins with b? Yeah, I see the bear. Do you see the bear? Now, that bear's probably maybe made out of snow, maybe. But we're going to make it a brown bear anyway, okay? So find your brown crayon, and let's color the bear brown. I'm going to leave his nose alone and color it black in just a second. We're going to pretend that this is her giant stuffed animal that she brought outside and that it's not a snow bear. So bear, what's the beginning sound in bear? Yes, the letter B, bear. It does not begin with the same letter sound as igloo. Bear begins with B. And we're using a brown crayon. What's the beginning sound in brown? Yes, I've got a brown bear. Yes, I do. I've got a brown bear. Yes, I do. Okay, I'm almost finished. I'm coloring neatly, trying not to get the nose or the scarf or the girl. All right, I'm going to use my black crayon to do a black nose. And then do you see the bottom of his feet? I colored them brown, but I'm going to go ahead and do his paw prints black. I'm just coloring right on top of the brown, and I'm making his little paw prints black. What about black? Does that start with our b sound? It does. Black, brown, bear all begin with b. All right. Put down all your crayons. There is something else in our picture that begins with B. It begins with B. Do you see the two kids inside that thing? Inside that little, almost looks like a rocket ship. Do you know what that's called? The two kids together, they're inside that little thing. Yeah, it's a bobsled. Let's color that bobsled red. Boys and girls, it's a bobsled. It begins with the letter B, like bear and black and brown. It's a bobsled. These go fast. These go fast down a hill. All right, so we have a red bobsled. I didn't color the skis. They're attached. That's what's going to make them, you know, they don't have wheels, right? They have skis. I'm keeping those alone. If you already colored them red, that's fine. But we're just doing the bobsled. Just the bobsled. Okay, put down your red crayon in 2, 1. Okay, there's another thing in our picture that begins with the b sound. Do you see it? It's the board. It's the snow board. It's kind of like a surfboard. See him? That's the boy. The boy is riding on the snow board, and it looks like he's waving bye. I'm about to go so fast. Bye. Let's color his snowboard orange. Color his board orange. It doesn't even need a ski. Four wheels just slides down the mountain. So board begins with B, B, B. And he's a boy riding on the board. Oh my, there's a lot of bees in this picture. Not bumblebees. I mean the letter B, the beginning sound. Like bear, brown, black, board, Bob. Way more than our short I sound of I. Igloo and inside and in and it and iguana. Way more. Okay. What about, ready? Let's switch. Let's go to, what about at? At. Hat. We have a hat on the girl. Let's give her a pink and purple striped hat. You decide how it looks, but make some of it pink and some of it purple. Here's her hat. So hat does not begin with b, and it does not begin with I. What does it begin with? Hat. Yes, the letter H begins with the letter H. Hat. Hat. Okay. Now, the kids in the bobsled, they're not wearing a hat. And the boy on the snow board, he's not wearing a hat. But there's another boy in our picture on a sled. Do you see him? He's wearing a hat. Let's give him a green and yellow striped hat. You decide how it looks. Some of it's green, some of it's yellow. He's got a hat on. Hat. Can you tell me the sounds in hat? Can you sound out hat for me? It has three sounds. Good. At. At. Okay, I got mine done. Now, the kids in the bobsled and the boy on the snowboard, they're wearing something else. It's not a hat, but it does begin with. Do you know what it is? Yes, helmets. Helmets begins with the letter H. Okay, the kid on the snowboard. Let's give him an orange to match his board, an orange and green helmet. You decide how it looks, okay? You decide how it looks. Make some of it orange and make some of it green. Helmet begins with H. Hey, maybe he's not saying bye. Maybe he's saying hi. Hi, hello. Both of those begin with hello. Hi, I have a helmet on, right? Okay. All right, ready? What about it all? It all. Yeah, we have some hills on here. Right now, it's on your paper as a black line. Will you get a blue crayon? Doesn't matter what kind of blue. And let's trace. I count 1, 2, 3 hills. So just trace those black lines with your blue crayon. Kind of go in between the bobsled and the boy. You're just tracing that black hill. I count 3 of them. There's one down by the igloo and the bear. That's a hill. 1. And then these up here by the snowboard, 2. And then here by the bobsled, 3. Got it? Okay. Hill begins with the letter H. Hill. All right. What about a new beginning sound? What about, ready? Scarf. Scarf. We have the bear is wearing a scarf and the girl is wearing a scarf. Let's give the bear a red scarf. I'm going to use my red violet. Give the bear a red scarf. Scarf begins with what letter sound? It's not an H. Scarf. Yes, it's an S. Scarf. Scarf. Okay. And then, oh, you know what I noticed? I didn't color these arms on my bear. I got to color these arms on my bear really quick brown. Did you do it? I did not do it. Oopsie. Okay, there. And then let's give the girl, oh, I'm looking for something we haven't used in a bit. Let's give the girl an orange scarf. Give her an orange scarf. So scarf begins with the letter S. Okay, take 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Put down all your crayons. What about snow? Does that begin with the letter S? Snow. Yeah, the bear is sitting on a huge plop of snow. See him? He's on a huge plop of snow. Let's color that snow since we can't really make it white and really see it. Let's color that snow a light blue color. A light blue color, the snow plop that the bear is sitting on. Snow, scarf, these both begin with S. Snow, scarf. What about sled? Sled. Yeah, do you see the boy with the green and yellow hat? He's on a sled. It's the saucer kind of sled. Saucer, because it looks like a round plate. It's a saucer sled. Let's color the sled that he is sitting on. Let's make it yellow. The saucer sled. It's the round sled. Go in and around his legs, because you can color that later. Go in and around his legs and just do the sled part. Saucer, sled, snow, scarf. These all begin with the letter S. And last thing. Ready? The skis on the bobsled. Let's color the skis gray. It's like the wheels, but instead of wheels, they're skis. I'm going to use my pencil to make it gray. So these are the skis. Ski, sled, scarf, snow. These are all the words that begin with S. Okay. We have our pen. Well, I have my pencil in my hand because I didn't have a gray crayon. If you don't have your pencil in your hand, get your pencil in your hand. We're going to do some work at the bottom of our page. Ready? Do you see the bear next to the line? What's the beginning sound for bear? What letter should we write there? B-b-bear. Yes, the letter B. You can make a capital B or a lowercase. I'm doing lowercase. So first I'm drawing the bat, the stick, and then the ball. That's how I know it's facing the right direction. I do the bat and then the ball. Okay, scoot over. Ski. This girl is going to ski. What's the letter sound for the beginning of ski? Yep, the letter S. Write it on the line. Scoot over. Oh, it's a helmet. Helmet. What letter sound is that? H. Write the letter H. Scoot over. It's an igloo. What letter sound is that? Yes, the letter I. So let's check. You should have B for bear, S for ski, H for helmet, I for igloo. Okay, let's look at our sentence. I see a sled. Do you see a sled? Do you think our sentence is going to be about a sled? Me too. Point to the circles under the word, and I'll read the words to you. We will go on the sled. Okay, you point to the words and read it with me too. Everybody begin. We will go on the sled. Let's color in the circle under the word sled. Fill in the circle under the word sled. It's the last word, S-L-E-D. Fill in the circle. What about the word go? Can you find the word go? We will go on the sled. Yep, it has a G and an O. Can you fill in the circle under the word go? All right, let's find one more word. What about will? Which word says will? We will go. Yes, the second word, W-I-L-L. Fill in the circle under the word will, W-I-L-L. Okay, we need to fix something because I didn't do something that belongs at the beginning of a sentence. What do I need to do at the beginning of my sentence? Yes, I need to make it a capital. Draw right on top of that little letter W and make it a big capital letter W. Draw right on top of it with your pencil and make it a capital W, tall W. And then what goes at the end of my sentence? I'm telling you, we will go on the sled. It's a telling sentence, so what do we need to put at the end? Yep, a period right next to that letter D on sled. Draw a period. Okay, scoot down to the scarf. See our scarf? I want you to draw 5 stripes on the scarf. 5 stripes. 1. I'm going to make mine up and down, but you can go across. It's up to you. 2, 3, 4, 5. Make sure you have 5 stripes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Got it? Do you? Okay, let's look at our 10 frame. You know what to do. We're going to fill in the counters on the 10 frame with our pencil. Just color it in with your pencil and count at the same time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, you got it, 7, 8, 9. There are 9 counters in all. Scoot over. Boys and girls, we have the word sum. I think I forgot to talk about it. Do you know what the sum is? When we're adding, the sum is the answer. It's the answer when we're adding. It's called sum. So let's find out the sum to 5, trace the 5, plus 4 equals, and we don't have the sum. We don't have the answer. So I'm going to help you. Look at the 10 frame. How many are across the top? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. How many are on the bottom? 1, 2, 3, 4. There's our addition sentence. 5 plus 4 equals, what's the sum? How many counters are there in all? 9. 9 is the sum. Write your answer on the line. 5 plus 4 equals 9. First graders, second graders, who's ever doing this with me? If you're a kindergartner, if you are a kid, you rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. We did the whole thing. You rock. You really do. I will see you next time. Bye.